you've heard about the $20 million New Zealand renewable energy project. That will be implemented over the next year or so. So that'll get us to 80%. That also helps us reduce our fuel costs. 3 years ago, we were paying $1.50 per litre of fuel. We're paying over double that now. So our operational costs have gone up. So that's why it's important for us to get the solar farms and the batteries at the moment back online. So with the new station and the old station, we don't have the solar usage at the moment. We are waiting for technicians to come back to Niue from Tesla to get the battery banks up and running so that we can reduce operational costs from buying fuel. In the long term, we have the renewable energy project, of course, which will prioritize the grid stabilization work. So we have something like 75 transformers that have been identified to be replaced. So with the renewable energy with New Zealand, we will be replacing most of those, upgrading some of those, and then addressing some of the cabling issues that we have on a northern feeder. So at the moment, we're using our own resources within the department and ARIEN to fix the issues on the northern feeder. And in the longer term, we have the renewable energy project, which targets those areas as well as increasing the solar capacity and the storage capacity so that we can reduce our operational costs.